Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
15 minutes past the hour. Welcome back, Catholic Connection, on a Monday morning. My name is Teresa Tomeo. Good to be with you, and it's snowing in many parts of the country. And as I said at the top of the hour, those of you who live in the the Sunshine State, just such as Florida, or if you're in California and you don't have any snow, you know, humor us, because we are like buried in the Midwest and, of course, out east. And Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle is here with our Mom's Corner, and she is not only experiencing the snow, but in Connecticut, Donna, I guess you got a lot of ice too, huh?
Yes, we're all iced in here.
Oh, my goodness.
Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning, and happy Advent to you.
Yes, you too. It seems like we were just speaking about Thanksgiving.
I know, and here we are, Advent, a week before Christmas.
Oh,
my goodness.
Unbelievable.
All right, now you've got me really interested, and inquiring minds want to know. You sent me an email over the weekend and chatting about our discussion this morning regarding Jesus at the post office, and it really is kind of a great topic for talking about this whole thing of, you know, giving us time to reflect and slow down and remembering the importance of witnessing, even at this very, very busy time of year.
Yes, yeah, so it was really neat actually getting caught in line. And you may think I'm crazy, but I'm a firm believer in, you know, seeing Jesus in the distressing disguise of the poorest of the poor, and to meet him in everyone that we meet, you know, to see that Jesus is in that person. That's what Mother Teresa had taught me. So here I went to the post office, and, you know, we're out of time. We're only a little over a week before Christmas, and I was mailing off some of my books to some people who wanted them for Christmas presents, and I went with my daughter, Mary Catherine, and we see this big, long line of 15 or 20 people in front of us. We live in a small town, so, you know, 15 or 20 is kind of a long line because we only have a couple of clerks that wait mm-hmm. on us. And so we were thinking, oh, boy, you know, we have to wait here. And one of the registers broke down, so then there were two clerks left. And at the beginning of the line, there was a couple with a big cart full of about 20 or 30 packages.
Oh, wow.
Everybody was rolling their eyes. And sometimes it could be very tense in the post office
yeah.
because people don't have a lot of patience. And they're looking at these people rolling their eyes like, oh, why do they have to mail all those packages now?
Mm-hmm.
Rather than thinking that that's so nice, they're mailing off gifts. And I see a man come up behind us and my peripheral vision, and I whisper to Mary Catherine, my daughter, I kind of warn her ahead of time because I know who that guy is. And he was disheveled and kind of dirty and, you know, a little bit, I'm sorry to say, smelly. And I knew that he likes to talk and that he would probably enter into a conversation with her. She might be a little nervous because, you know, she doesn't know who he is. So I said, don't worry, this guy likes to talk, but he's harmless. And, you know, he's one of the homeless guys. So he came up. And meanwhile, the tension is getting thicker because then this man who came up behind us started, you know, getting kind of loud and just talking to people very loudly and just almost inappropriately, almost just, you know, no one expected it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting a little more tight to themselves and not wanting to get into anything with this guy, and they just want to get the heck out of that post office. So all of a sudden, that man starts singing Christmas songs,
aww.
You know? So it was very cute, and he started shaking people's hands and saying, Merry Christmas, you know, not Happy Holidays. And I knew him that he was a Christian, too. So he was, you know, spreading his Christianity in his own way. I started talking with him, and everyone turned around like, what is she talking to him for? But then all of a sudden the tension began to melt, and that man was, you know, wishing Merry Christmas to people, extending his hand, and people actually shook his hand back, and then he started speaking French with a woman in front of me because he asked her where she was from, and she started talking to him and saying that she was French. And so it was really funny to see all of a sudden these people who were so afraid to give of their time, and this is what we're out of right now, time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that time is one of the best gifts that we can give away because it really warms people's hearts, especially if you have time to go visit a sick person or a lonely person. Even a few minutes of our time really works wonders. So here these people didn't want to give up their time. They just wanted to get in and get out. And now the whole post office was, you know, they were laughing, they were joking, they were talking, and it was so amazing. And this man, who was really Jesus in the distressing disguise of the poorest of the poor,
oh.
it was this guy who actually got everybody out of their shells. And then to top it all off, the real neat thing was that when I got up to the counter, you know, everybody was still pretty much still there, you know, the whole group of people. And the man with the packages with his wife turned to me and said, "I'm really sorry for the holdup." I said, "Oh, that's okay." And he said, "Well, we're mailing packages off to the servicemen, and we do this. And we have two sons in Iraq." And I'm like practically crying, thinking, how beautiful, you know. And I said, "God bless you." I said, "Our church does that, too. We collect and we send them off." But they did it. They do it by themselves. They have places around town, and people drop things off, and then they mail them off. So that was just so beautiful. But it was just a little illustration of, you know, time and how precious it is, and we're always in a rush, and we don't have time to talk to our neighbors, and even people standing in line, and people get so stressed out over, you know, having to wait a couple of extra minutes. And this man was, and his wife was, you know, they were mailing these packages to the servicemen. So it was really a nice experience.
What a great story to share, though, Donna. And the whole post office was transformed.
It actually was the whole, and everybody, and actually I said right out loud, I said, "Wow, this is the most interesting time I've ever had at the post office." You know, I just said it right out loud. We were all just cracking up and talking. And I mean, I like to talk to people wherever I am.
Me too.
And my kids make fun of me that I'm talking to people, you know, that I don't.
I know my husband says that too. Do you know that person? No, I just have a conversation with them. You know, interesting. I'm so curious about people. Yeah.
And it's, as a matter of fact, a nice little story. This woman I met in the grocery store a couple of years ago, right at Christmas, she was, this little elderly woman was looking around for ingredients to make Christmas bread. And we got into a conversation because she was looking for blueberries, and I said, "Oh, you know, let's go over here," and I started helping her. And it turns out I got the recipe from her, and I made that Christmas bread the last couple of years. And not, it's just a real neat story because we stayed in touch, and she actually uses the internet, and we email. So we got together a couple of times over the past couple of years, and it's so funny that I made a friend, you know, in the grocery store, mm-hmm. this little lady. So just recently, actually a couple of days ago, she sends me emails, and I've been so busy with the deadline of a book I just finished. And I've had Lyme disease. I haven't been feeling well. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really behind with Christmas decorating and all that kind of stuff. So I really don't have time to go out and see a movie or something like that. Well, she wrote to me and said, "I'd love to see Bella. It's going to play in Waterbury, which is about an hour from my house." And I'm thinking, well, that'd be a nice thing to do with her, and it would really cheer her up. So I'll try to make the time. And then I open the newspaper, and I find out it's playing in my hometown,
Wow. Which
was amazing. So I called her up immediately, and I said, "You know, do you want to go tomorrow?" And I knew I had to do my Christmas shopping. I hadn't done it yet because I was sick, and I had the book to do. And I thought, well, I'll just rush through some shopping, and I'll take the time and go to the movies with her. She was so happy. So we went to see Bella, which is beautiful, and I highly recommend it. And right after the movie, she gave me the biggest hug and said, "I love you, Donna."
Uh-huh.
"But I've been so depressed about Christmas and about the family, and I love you so much, and this really was just the medicine I needed." And now, I'm not trying to draw attention to, "Oh, I'm doing all these wonderful things, look at Donna." Not at all, but we all can make such a difference in people's lives, especially when we don't have time, if we offer our time to God and ask Him to bless it. You know,
and if we are open, you know?
Yes, open and just offer our days and our lives to Him, and then He'll set up all these amazing things that happen in the course of every day. Just everybody we meet, you don't know what a smile can do, and Mother Teresa constantly professed that, you know, our joy and our smiles and our reaching out, the human touch is such a critical thing. Some people don't have that love and that human touch. Maybe their children or their families have distanced themselves away from them for some reason, and just to have a friend, you know, to reach out and to be able to hug or to be able to talk to. That's the gift that we should want to give. And the amazing thing about it is God has it all worked out that
yeah.
we get the biggest gift back.
Yeah, yeah. And how about, I mean, just think about the relationship we have with this woman now, all starting over a recipe in a grocery store. And then this whole thing in the post office with people looking at this man thinking, "Oh boy, you know, here we go, or now just what I need right now. I'm so busy. I got to get out of here. Now I got to, you know, deal with this."
And he was very loud and voiceful.
Yeah, it turned the whole situation around and really,
yes.
just brought people back to, okay, this is what this season is supposed to be about.
That's exactly what happened. And it took this boisterous man, you know, who was, nobody wanted to talk with him because he kind of smelled, you know, he kind of got into a depression. His wife, he shared about how his wife died 7 years ago. So the poor guy, you know, he didn't have anybody in his life really, and he's not taking care of himself well. So it's important for us to reach out to him so he feels loved. And here he's reaching out to everyone there, wishing them a Merry Christmas and changing everyone's heart. So,
and then you come to find out that the guy that everybody was mad at in the front of the line with all the packages is sending packages over to the service.
I know. That was like, that really topped the whole thing off.
Did you like say, okay, God, I get the message?
I know.
You're all over the place here in the post office.
I know. And then it's so funny to get on, you know, to listen to your show this morning and you're talking about the busiest post office day.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Yeah.
I know.
So think about that when you go to the post office, folks. Look for Christ in everything and everywhere.
Everywhere.
Especially during this last week of Advent. Yeah.
We have plenty of opportunities to really, and it's going to be tough. You know, it's not all going to be Norman Rockwell and beauty, and it's going to be tough, and there will be annoying times, and we will get, you know, feel some stress with people who are aggravated, and try really hard to take a breath and to just say a prayer, and silence. That silence sometimes speaks louder than words, and maybe don't speak back to someone who's...
But talk about creating Advent memories for your family with your daughter there in the post office to experience that, and then to share the blueberry, the recipe for the bread, and to be able to share it with your family about how that whole thing happened.
I know. They kind of joke. They kind of smile at me like, oh, Mom, you know, she makes friends in the grocery store. And I think it's a beautiful story because this is a beautiful woman. She's a faith-filled woman, and you know, and here God brought us together over a blueberry. I'll put the recipe on my blog.
Yeah, put it on, and do the story, too, because I think people would love to see that.
I knew that someday I'm going to talk about that in one of my books or someplace, but it's like a French toast recipe that you make ahead of time, and you put it in the refrigerator, and then in the morning you stick it in the oven, and you have this beautiful breakfast, and it's so simple. So that was how we were brought together, and it's really so beautiful when you see how God works. Shows you sometimes, you know.
Wow, but Jesus in the post office. You're going to put that on your blog, too?
Yes. I was saving it to tell on the air first, and I'll talk about that on the blog.
That is just so incredible.
Yeah.
So God is so good, isn't he?
God is so good, and we just have to take the time with our families and try to cut back a little bit and, you know, like you said, look for the silence and we really need to make sure we fit that prayer in. And I think the most important time would be the first thing in the morning, because this way we know our day is blessed, and we ask our Lord to show him to us in one another. So first thing in the morning, we teach our kids, and we do it ourselves, you know, give ourselves to our Lord. First thing in the morning, ask our Blessed Mother to protect us and be with us, and then go put one foot in front of the other and pray to do his will each day.
But, you know, isn't that so like God? I mean, your experience in the post office and in the grocery store, especially the post office, because to whom did, you know, the message first come to? The shepherds, the humble, the meek, those who were outcasts in society. The shepherds were just considered the lowly, you know. And so you think about that, and then you think about this man in the post office, and most people would just want to push him aside because they don't want to be bothered.
Exactly.
You know?
And God appears to us in those shapes and forms, and in a person who might be annoying, you know, to, you know, constant. It took that annoyance, that, you know, constantly talking and saying Merry Christmas and singing little Christmas carols, to get people to notice him and to realize, wait a minute, this guy's not all that bad. He's actually cheering us up. And you know, our Lord raises the lowly, like you said, and it's neat.
Wow, what a great thing to share, Donna. Thank you. I was so interested because this has got to be good. I said, I know this is going to be good.
Oh, just God's timing is amazing too, you know. And when you think about it, my whole message this Advent season is about time. And you know, our Lord doesn't work with time at all, but we look at
right, because he's out of space and time. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And we look at it as, you know, what can we accomplish in this amount of time, and how much time are we running out of? And I think the most amazing gift we can give to someone is our time. So when we're driving past Mrs. Murphy's house or someone who we say, oh, I wish I could just stop and see her. Stop and see her.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Take 5 minutes, and, you know, that little bit of time can change someone's heart and bring someone out of a depression. You know, and you don't even know. They've maybe not shared with you how they're feeling, especially around the holidays. People get very depressed, and You know, just smile and try to bring some love to them and try to give them your time.
And even in the most annoying of places, especially now, today, it's going to be the busiest day, you know, in the post office. And, you know, places that you just want to say, get me out of here. I've got so much to do. If you stop and you open yourself up and you offer it up, you never know what's going to happen, as you just shared with us.
That's right. You never know what God is going to do. We need to allow him. We need to be open and allow him to work through us, his little instruments.
And how cool that it happened in a government place when we
heard
taking God out of everything, and yet it's like, God's like, here I am.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And singing Christmas carols. And yeah, beautiful. And I always speak with the clerks a lot about God, because they know I'm mailing off my books.
Uh-huh.
So we get into these conversations, or I'll give them a copy of it. And so God is not kept out of the post office.
Well, you know, I have a friend of mine gave me a beautiful a little card that I have in my wallet, and it's the face of Jesus on the Shroud of Turin.
Oh.
And it has in big letters Jesus, and then it has on the back, it talks about the Shroud of Turin. So I have it in the area in my wallet, so when I open it up to get cash or to get a credit card and I have my wallet down, you can't help but see it.
What a witness. That's
yeah, and so sometimes I just casually just make keep it open and like have my hand on it, you know, kind of almost like pointing to it. And I you know, so many times clerks have said to me, Happy Holidays, and I will say, and a Merry Christmas, and God bless you. And all of a sudden, they just
good.
Change, and they say, oh, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Because
they're afraid to say
They're afraid to say it. And it's really tough because we, you know, we're so conditioned to not say it now, you know. And when we do, they want to hear it. So we have to, you know, not be afraid to share our faith.
Oh. Well, you know, you made my day with that story.
Oh,
you
glad.
Just did. And I think I'm going to share that. We have, my husband runs a men's Bible study at our parish, and we're having all the guys and their wives over. We always have them over at Christmas time at our house.
Aww.
And then we go to another one of the gentlemen's homes in the summertime because he lives on the water. And so our house is, it's at our house tonight. So we were always looking for something to talk about, and I think I'll share it because one of the guys in the group is an official with the Society of St. Vincent de Paul in Detroit, so I think he'd really appreciate that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
great.
Well, great stuff. Donna, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Teresa, for having me on. It's wonderful to take this time, right, to try to, you know, bring some inspiration to others and help them on their harried days of, you know, only not much time left to get ready. But take a breath, everyone. Take a breath, say a prayer. It's all going to come together.
And remember, Jesus is everywhere, even
That's
at
right.
the post office.
That's right. Look for him. Look for him and touch him.
Amen.
With your love.
All right, my sister, if I don't talk to you before next week, you have a blessed third week of Advent and,
yes,
of course, a beautiful Christmas.
You too, Teresa. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
And we'll talk soon.
Okay.
Oh, give us your website so people can find out more if they want to see this story again or share it with someone.
Okay, sure. It's www.donnacooperoboyle.com. DonnaCooperOboyle.com. You can get to the two blogs through the website. So I'll see you there. Come and visit me.
All right, great. God bless you. Talk to you soon, sweetie.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Merry Christmas. Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, author, speaker, and mom, of course. She has a brand new book that she just finished. And, of course, when that gets published, she will let us know and she'll give us all the details. What a great, great witnessing story that is. And she emailed me and she said, I've got to tell you about Jesus at the post office. And I'm thinking, okay, I don't want to know because I want to respond to it on the air. It gave me the chills. And also the beautiful story about meeting that woman in the grocery store and now they're friends. You never know. As my mother would say, you never know. Just have to keep yourself open, especially during this season of Advent. It is 33 minutes past the hour. It's a Monday morning edition of Catholic Connection. My name is Teresa Tomeo. Always good to be with you. Coming up another Monday with Dr. Meg Meeker. Stay tuned.